with your eyes on me from the smoke of a distant fire. Girl, your eyes have a mist from the smoke of a distant
fire. Friday morning with Greg Morgan, and as the weekend arrives, definitely, I think there's a little bit of haze even in our sky here yet this morning, and the likelihood of that increasing is pretty large, considering what's looming north of us here. This wildfire crisis is worsening, so much so Saskatchewan has now joined Manitoba in declaring a 30-day wildfire state of emergency.
The state of emergency in the province is really for us to prepare for the coming days where we think things are going to deteriorate.
Fast spreading fire seem to just cover the fire map. When you look at this map, it's all in red for the most part, right across a good chunk of Alberta, northern Saskatchewan, and northern Manitoba right now. And Mo has told us that declaring this state of emergency will help mobilize resources faster and help to safely evacuate residents, protect communities. I know through social media, we can see that Prime Minister Mark Carney has said he's in close contact with Mo and added his government stands ready to mobilize federal support wherever it's needed. And as of now, 15 communities have already been evacuated, and the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency is expected to have a new air tanker up and running soon. And thanks to Quebec and Alaska, we have a couple going now, but there's ground support coming from PEI in Nova Scotia soon. As for military, Mo said this.
There isn't a request for that today. However, there might be in the next number of days.
17 active wildfires, and last I looked, yeah, 8 of them uncontained, including the Shoe Fire, which is now the largest fire in the province. It's 12 times the size of Regina. And needless to say, there are a lot of fire bans in place around our province. So if you're leaving for some weekend camping, depending on where you're going, clearly you're not likely to head too far north, that's for sure. But SAS Parks website updates fire bans, and as we told you even yesterday in Candle Lake, many have locked their cabins and homes up, and they've just left. Some not taking any chances. And we did speak to Shelley Freaks. She went to her cabin Wednesday to collect her personal belongings.
We left everything behind. The only thing that we took was just stuff that was irreplaceable.
And it's just devastation through East Trout Lake, which is not quite 90 minutes further north of Candle Lake, and that's where we heard Debbie, as you caught a little even in the news with Kevin Martell, perhaps. Her cabin has been their second home for 55 years, and now a place that her parents passed on to her has just turned to ashes.
It doesn't feel real, and yes, we're all totally devastated. It's been our home away from home and our happy place, and yeah. And now it's gone.
Yeah, some of these pictures we're seeing and videos that we're sharing at CJME.com are utterly devastating and ominous when you see that orange glow and so much smoke. More than 17,000 evacuated in Manitoba, one of the largest mass evacuations in that province in recent memory. Many of them left from the north, headed to Winnipeg, and as they did, they looked back in the rearview mirror and all they could see is smoke and an orange glow behind them, and wondering if their home would be standing when they get back, and they don't know when they're going back. It's just an awful situation. And again, CJME.com with updates and pictures, and throughout the day, as always, whatever new details we get, we pass it on to you too. But here we are, the last weekend of May. Sunday is June 1st. Seeding is 88% complete, according to the crop report. Should wrap up this weekend at that rate. Majority of the province reporting adequate soil moisture, and most producers are reporting normal crop development too, which is good. Haven't heard this in a while. Sounds good. Mosaic Stadium is back and alive with football. Oh, of course, it's only preseason, but hey, the Riders are back in action. Winnipeg here tonight, 7 o'clock start. Coach Corey Mace sounds like he's a little stoked and ready to get going tonight.
Really, really cool. Really happy that we finally get back to playing home football here in Saskatchewan.
Great Cup champ, Green Zone analyst, Belton Johnson is back. Oh, no, I feel good saying that. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. How about yourself there, Greg?
I'm looking forward to a new season of the CFL, but tonight, you know, we expect it to be kind of messy. It is preseason after all, but How about you? What are you hoping to see the boys do tonight?
Well, I'm personally I'm hoping to see a couple touchdowns versus field goals from last week, right? And I'm just looking for some sustained drives on offense. And I like to see a bit more energy out on the field compared to last week there, Greg.
Yeah, I think almost every Rider fan is behind you on that one, too. So Jack Cohen will start a quarterback. Not going to see a lot of starters, right? Only something like, a good 14 of 24 starters not playing, and that includes Trevor Harris and A.J. Ouellette. So some jobs, few jobs open, but tonight's the night to make a difference, right? If you're a rookie, this is your night.
Absolutely. This is the night to make that last impression to the coaches here, right? So, and I won't even say to the coaches for the Riders, you know, for the rest of the CFL as well, right? Because there will be a cutdown day after this game, right? So this is the time you make your plays, you know, and special teams. This is where guys are going to shine too, right? So the Riders, they're looking for that, you know, that third guy just to kind of fill in and everything for those starters.
Belton Johnson here. Do you agree with the coach in sitting a lot of the starters because of the short turnaround for next week's season opener against Ottawa Thursday?
Absolutely, I do. You know, I mean, these are, what, 5-6 days, seems like, between these games here right now. So I think Coach Mace is right. You know, the starters, they've seen it. They've done it. You know, Trevor Harris, he's probably seen every playbook that there is at the CFL, right? So, yes, I certainly agree with it. And let's see what these young guys going to do, right? And, again, I think he's probably going to be looking for that energy out there because I'm going to tell you, last week, Jackson Ford, he looked great out there. Late Corte Moore had the sack. Marion on defense, they had a strip sack. And the return guy, Dre McCray, he looked amazing to me, Greg.
He did to me, too. All right, tailgating tips for the weekend. If you're not tailgating in the game, maybe just barbecuing. I bet you got one or two. Go.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you, it's that time of year, right? And I'm thinking about smoked jalapeno popper dip. How about that, Greg?
Oh, that does sound good. A dip. You're working on the dip.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll take that and share it with the Green Zone gang, of course. You're back on the pregame show, starts at 5 o'clock today and kickoff tonight at 7. It's good to have you back on the show, Belton, and checking in weekly as it's on. We're back, huh?
We're back, Greg. Let's get this thing going, man. Grey Cup, here we come.
Oh, there you go. I wasn't gonna go there, but here we are. And there's the first prediction of the year from Belton Johnson. Thanks, buddy.
Have a good one, Greg.
Just a heads up. Again, kickoff tonight, 7 o'clock. There is so much going on at the Real District. The parking is at a premium. You got that big skills competition on that's taken over a lot of the Trade Center, over the Cooperator Center. There's a major AAA tournament that's drawing many teams from out of town, so there's not a hotel room practically in our city. Between that and, of course, incoming Rider fans, parking is going to be at a premium. So figure it out. Bus service, obviously, is probably the way to go. Well, we hear the song enough when you're watching playoff hockey. You're aware of what the commercials mean, and right now it's all about the Oilers. But landed on the line up north, too, with so much devastation from these northern wildfires right now, and our premier declaring a state of emergency as they continue to burn up north, and people are being reminded, I can't believe this, to keep their drones to themselves. The last thing water bomber pilots need is to be dodging electronics, but apparently it has been happening. In fact, Steve Roberts from the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency says, come on now, that's very dangerous.
Too small, doesn't show up on radar, so they pose an extreme hazard.
And you can face a fine or even jail time if you fly a drone over fires. And Roberts reminds everyone, too, how these fires actually began, too.
People have caused these fires. And even with 4 weeks of fire ban and the recognition that there are these large fires that people can see, people are aware of, fires continue to occur.
You know, and you've been hearing the stories of those who've had to flee their homes from northern Saskatchewan and Manitoba and If you haven't already, check the pictures and videos out at cjme.com. And, you know, even west of us, residents in Alberta, four Alberta towns are having to evacuate from northern Alberta. Many of those who left described ash falling from the darkened sky and just that ominous orange-red glow, and they're having to leave. Some left their pets behind, horses, cattle ranchers right in their stock. And on top of that, they got to worry about their belongings and what little they could take and what they're leaving behind. It's, man, the stress and anxiety these people are going through, it's horrible. But heat and high winds, they're the enemy. And those are elements, again, in our forecast today. I heard the Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Centers raise Canada's wildfire situation alarm level to a 5. That's the highest level. It means wildfire activity is significant within multiple jurisdictions right across our country. And it also means that all of our Canadian firefighting resources are engaged in fighting fires now, and that we have called on just about everyone we can here. And now next up, it's international assistance. The agency suggests, unfortunately, no one has confirmed yet if they're going to help us, but the call has gone out. But they admit it takes a few days, and the likelihood of others coming to help is indeed probably going to happen. But some extra help is on the way here in our province. Alaska sending an air tanker. A couple water bombers are coming from Quebec. But again, cjme.com for the very latest and throughout the day and all weekend. We're live with local news in your own backyard. You'll be able to keep up to date here too. Last night, you know I'm an Oilers fan. I was so happy. So very happy. Oilers 2 shots, up 2-0. And that's when Dallas made a statement move in the first period. I couldn't believe it. 8 minutes in, the Stars yanked their lead goaltender, Ottinger.
Oh, you want to talk about making more than a statement. Wow.
Yeah, wow is right. So in comes Casey DeSmith, and eventually the Oilers score on him, and it's 3-0. But then, yeah, of course, Dallas would draw closer with 2 in the second, but just as they seem to be gaining momentum, McMagic.
McDavid's going to break. Connor McDavid scores! A silencer here for Connor McDavid, and the Oilers restore a 2-goal lead.
Of McDavid again in full force. Look at the smile going to the bench.
4-2, but in the third, Dallas creeps back another goal, and it's 4-3, but the Oilers, they never panicked last night.
Evander Kane scores in, and the score! They got a bounce! Evander Kane, and it's a 2-goal lead again.
Yeah, 5-3 then, another empty netter would come. 6-3 final, Cuthbert make the call.
And the Oilers are headed for a rematch with the Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup Final.
And right out of the handshakes, they get presented the Clarence Campbell Bowl. And last year, the Oilers refused to touch that trophy. This year, different story as Connor went right for it.
Well, he took the handoff, so that's a difference than a year ago. If you're scoring at home in that department, the Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers get set for back-to-back Stanley Cup Finals.
So the Cup run starts Wednesday night. And if it were to go to Game 7 against the Panthers, well, the Cup would be awarded Friday, June 20th, if it goes to Game 7. The Oilers have home ice advantage to start this series, too. Honestly, besides me, Florida's Matthew Tkachuk predicted this. He and Connor were mic'd up in Game 7 last year of the Stanley Cup Final. Listen close. Here's Tkachuk in the handshake lineup, and he says this to Connor.
See you next year.
See you next year. It's happening. And I couldn't be happier. Water, 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 water. Oh, spray pads. Outdoor pools are going to be silent this weekend. Although spray pads opened up last week, pools not just yet. But hey, both Regina and Booster are asking us to cut down water usage. So short showers, no watering lawns, washing vehicles. Apparently, the Buffalo Pond Treatment Plant, they've been upgrading it for a while now over the last few months because of the work. The pressure is right now a little weaker. And they're hoping we can all jump in and conserve on water voluntarily, or they'll have to make it mandatory. So a reminder that maybe heavy watering is not the way to go this weekend, too. And up north, we're monitoring the wildfire crisis as it worsens. And as you've probably heard by now, Saskatchewan has joined Manitoba in declaring a 30-day wildfire state of emergency.
The state of emergency in the province is really for us to prepare for the coming days where we think things are going to deteriorate.
Yes, and this just makes it easier for aid to move and to get help by declaring an emergency, and it could be extended from 30 days, but certainly hope not. But as you've been hearing over the last few days here, we've taken you to Candle Lake and a little further north even, where some have lost their homes and their cabins, and more than 17,000 people evacuated in Manitoba, and that's one of the largest mass evacuations in that province's history. Many of them fled the north. A large chunk of those people left and went to Winnipeg, and imagine looking in the rearview mirror of your vehicle as you left there. And they said they left through smoke and they could see the orange glow in the rear view. And when those evacuated do get a shelter, they have that moment where they reflect and share what it's like being forced out of your home because of wildfires. A lot of them arriving from Flin Flon and northern Manitoba, not knowing where they might go or where to stay and for how long. And some of the victims, pardon me, not victims, but people who had to leave their home, you know, they don't know what to say or do.
The smoke was getting pretty heavy and we had to drive out, so we didn't know what the visibility was going to be like when we left Flin.
The important thing is that I got out, same with my family. To be honest, I was like terrified. I really was.
Thinking of what's going on, when we're going to get back in there, or are we still going to have a place to stay when we go back in there?
And you got to think, too, you don't know for how long you're going to be in that situation. The Red Cross has set up registration centers. They're trying their best to help, but with so many people and so much stress and a little unorganized at times, tempers flare, it's very emotional. And that's the story of Manitoba. It's the story here at Saskatchewan, too, as people flee. And it's a sad situation, but at least more help is coming in the form of some water bombers. Gradually here in the coming days. Apparently Alaska sending an air tanker, a couple more water bombers coming from Quebec. So they're stretched pretty thin up north, but we certainly salute them and hope all is well. Okay, wait, so tariffs are back on now, Trump?
Okay! Game on!
Yeah, Trump is appealing the ruling that he said overstepped his authority, so canceling the tariffs for now paused again. And the Golden Dome came up again yesterday at the Oval Office. Remember, Trump used social media to say Canada's cost, if we don't become the 51st state, would be over $60 billion. Well, somebody in the press asked yesterday, is Canada really interested?
Well, the president has certainly expressed to the Canadians how we are essentially subsidizing their national defense. He brought it up in his meeting with their new leader here. And as you know, we'll be traveling to Canada next month for the G7. So I expect that topic of discussion to come up on that trip as well.
I suspect it will be a topic because to do that big Golden Dome, they need Canada's support as well. So it's going to get interesting in the coming weeks. CJME News Time now is 627.